here with one of our McCall Monument Monumental Players of the Game. It's Luke Hardman, senior leader for the Pella basketball team, following a 90-36 win. And Luke, just talked to you briefly over the break about how it probably felt good to see what happened here tonight. You had two really good opponents, two potential state tournament teams to start your season, and obviously now a team that with Washington a little bit younger and further behind, and your guys took advantage. How fun was it to see the flow out there tonight and have a big win?
Yeah, it was good tonight to finally, you know, get a lot more points on the board and play good defensively. You know, we struggled late, especially defensively in the last two games, and we gave up big leads. But tonight it was good to come out here and come on top.
Well, and especially it felt like, Luke, especially after you played quarterback this year, you know the importance of feeding the ball to other players. And what was it like just to see, I think in the first quarter, eight different players score? And I know that's not always possible, especially as you get against some of those elite teams. But how fun is that to play that style where everybody on the floor is contributing?
Yeah, it's great to play fun, like good basketball like that. A lot of good movement around the floor. And, yeah, it seemed like we were just trying to get the open shots. We knew this team wasn't as good as the last two teams, so we knew we could get, like, a good open shot every time. So we just kept trying to deal the ball around and got good shots.
And I know he wasn't quite in the starting lineup just yet, but how big was it to have Ramon back? I know that you guys missed him a lot defensively. He's such an energy kind of player and gets a lot of transition game going. I imagine as you move forward, it's good to have Ramon back.
Yeah, it's great. He's a great guy on the defensive end and the offensive end, and he can step up and take big shots. And, yeah, it was great to have him back.
Well, and on the flip side, though, how impressive has it been for you as a senior leader to see guys like Austin Schulte, Jack McGuire, some of these younger sophomores have their roles elevated earlier in the season maybe than they thought, and in a lot of ways step up? Like Austin had 15 points. I know Jack had a quiet 8 points, but he's had some big rebounds for you. I know that obviously that there's some good seniors on this team, but it was a big opportunity for some of those younger players.
Yeah, those are two great good guys. They're great basketball players, and, yeah, Austin finally got going tonight, and that was good. And then Jack's been great on the glass and the defensive side of the ball. But, yeah, those two have been really great so far at the start of the year.
Here with Luke Hardman, senior leader of the Pella basketball team, 18 points versus Washington, 5 rebounds. And let's turn our attention to kind of this stretch of the season. So you get your first win, you're 1-2. You have a week of practice ahead of you. What are the things that you want to see maybe and things you want to work on improvement-wise after these first three games?
I think definitely moving the ball a lot more. You know, instead of standing and passing the ball, we can just move it with the pass instead of the dribble, and then also the defensive side of the ball, helping the helper and stepping up and taking more charges, because like a lot of teams have been beating us on the bounce and the extra kick. So definitely stepping up defensively in the game.
Well, and mentally, when you look at the schedule ahead, there's certainly some tough competition still in front of us, no doubt. But some opportunities to maybe win a few more basketball games, get some confidence. How big is this stretch mentally going into the break, knowing you got, about 4 games left? And what are the ways that you want to try and get that step and get more wins on the scoreboard before you head to Christmas?
Yeah, it's huge, especially be playing good basketball. Tonight was a big win for us to get back together. And, yeah, we're looking forward to the next 4 games before break and, yeah, getting ready for it.
Well, and Fort Madison coming up on Saturday, it's a team that you haven't seen. I think you certainly haven't, and the program hasn't seen, but they've been in a couple of sub-state finals the last couple of years, a team that's won a lot of games, I think somewhere in that 40-game mark the last couple of seasons. They got a lot of those players back. A tough test. How do you, A, get that energy going after a long road trip on a Saturday, and B, how much energy do you need to beat a good Fort Madison team on Saturday?
Oh, we need to be very electric right from the start, and we can't wait till the second half to get going. We need to start away on the defensive end and then let the defense go to offense and go from there.
And I know it's a different sport, but how much that Keokuk, you know, learning from that game in football where it was kind of a slow start, I know it's different sports, but any lessons that you learned from a long bus trip like that to get yourself ready when you get your legs off that bus and you're over by the Mississippi River?
Yeah, you just got to wake up right up when you get off that bus. You got to get ready to play. You know, it's going to be a long trip, and I got that ACT that morning too, so it's going to be a rough day for me. But
okay, so let's see. 29 ACT and then 29 against Fort Madison.
Yes, that would
be
awesome. Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah. That's Luke Hardman, senior leader of the Pella basketball team, 18 points after a big win over Washington. Luke, appreciate your time. All the best to you, and we'll see you Saturday in Fort Madison.
Yeah, thanks for having me.